બાલ ઉચુર અનેનેતી તિર્યગતમ ઉલુખલમ વિકર્ષતા મધ્યગેન પુરુષાવ અપિ અચક્ષ્મહિ બાલા ઉચુર અનેનેતિ તિર્યગતમ ઉલુખલમ વિકર્ષતા મધ્યગેન પુરુષાવપિ અચક્ષ્મહિ બાલા ઉચુર અનેનેતિ તિર્યગતમ ઉલુખલમ વિકર્ષતા મધ્યગેન પુરુષાવચી અચક્ષ્મહિ બાલા ઉચુર અનેનેતિ તિર્યગતમ ઉલુખલમ વિકર્ષતા મધ્યગેન પુરુષાવ અપિ અચક્ષ્મહિ બાલા ઉચુર અનેનેતિ તિર્યગતમ ઉલુખલમ વિચક્ષતા મધ્યગેન પુરુષાવપિ અચક્ષ્મહિ બાલા ઉચુર અનેનેતિ તિર્યગતમ ઉલુખલમ વિકર્ષતા મધ્યગેન પુરુષાવચિ અચક્ષ્મહિ બાલા ઉચુર અનેનેતિ તિર્યગતમ ઉલુખલમ ચક્ષુરામૃગેન પુરુષાવ અપિ અચક્ષ્મહિ માતાજી બાલા ઉચુર અનેનેતિ તિર્યગતમ ઉલુખલમ વિકર્ષતા મધ્યગેન પુરુષાવપિ અચક્ષ્મહિ બાલ ઓલ ધ અધર બોયઝ ઉચુ સેડ અનેન બાય હિમ કૃષ્ણ ઇતિ દસ ત્રિયક ક્રોસ વાઇઝ ગતમ which had become ulukhalam the wooden mortar vikarshata by krishna who was dragging madhyagena going between the two trees purusau two beautiful persons api also અચક્ષ્મહિ વી હેવ સીન વિથ અવર ઓન આઈઝ ટ્રાન્સલેશન એન્ડ પરપોર્ટ બાય શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ ટ્રાન્સલેશન દેન ઓલ ધ કાવર્ડ બોયઝ સેડ ઇટ ઇઝ કૃષ્ણ હુ હેઝ ડન ધીસ વેન હી વોઝ ઇન બિટવીન ધ ટુ ટ્રીઝ ધ મોર્ટાર ફેલ ક્રોસવાઇઝ Krishna dragged the mortar and the two trees fell down. After that, two beautiful men came out of the trees. We have seen this with our own eyes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's playmates wanted to inform Krishna's father of the exact situation by explaining that not only did the trees break, but out of the broken trees came two beautiful men. All these things happened, they said. We have seen them with our own eyes. Om Agyantimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, Verse Number 4, Translation. Then all the cowherd boys said, "It is Krishna who has done this." When he was in between the two trees, the mortar fell crosswise. Krishna dragged the mortar and the two trees fell down. After that, two beautiful men came out of the trees. We have seen this with our own eyes. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing to discuss Damodar Leela, where Mother Yashoda bound Lord Krishna with ropes. So after binding Damodar with ropes of her love, Mother Yashoda, she went inside the house to continue her household work. But before that, there were Krishna's friends around, small boys, 3 years, 2 years, 4 years, that group. So she told the boys, "You be with Krishna, you give him company, you play with him." So then she went inside the house, and these boys, they were very happy to be with Krishna. Being with Krishna is always joyful. Krishna is Sat Chit Anand. Anand means bliss. Bliss means perfect happiness. And Krishna is full of bliss, full of perfect happiness. So any contact with Krishna gives joy. We come and see, take darshan of Shri Radha Ras Bihari, we feel happy. We chant the holy name, we hear Krishna's pastimes, we attend aarti, we watch Abhishek, we feel happy. Imagine I take one of you there on the table and pour honey, milk, curd, water. Will thousands of people come to watch it? Will anybody watching it feel happy? Will you feel happy if I pour on you? No. But when we do Krishna's Abhishek, thousands of people want to see. And the temple is full, there is no space. Still people want to come and see. Night 12 o'clock, Janmashtami Abhishek, one glimpse. And by having that darshan, there is joy. There is happiness. So this is the proof that Krishna is source of happiness. This is the proof that Krishna is source of our happiness. There is no other way. So these sakhas, these little cowherd boys, they were very happy to be with Krishna early morning, seeing his pastimes. And they are laughing that Krishna is bound by Mother Yashoda to a big wooden mortar. That mortar was bigger than Krishna's height and very heavy. So the sakhas were laughing that Krishna is bound today. Generally Krishna is leader of his, he is a hero of his group. They look forward to his ideas and his cleverness to perform mischief. But now here Krishna is bound. No child likes to be bound. But when one child sees other child bound, he becomes happy. So sakhas were happy. Said, Roj bahut natak karta hai. Too much drama he does every day. And today he is bound. And the gopis, the sakhas, mothers, they were extremely happy that every day we complain, but Mother Yashoda does not do anything. And today, when Krishna broke the pot in his own house, Mother Yashoda bound this mischievous boy, this makhan chor. So when Krishna saw this situation, that sakhas are happy, I am bound, Maya is successful, and everybody is teasing me, he decided he will do more mischief. He will do bigger mischief. Even though he is bound, and the reason being bound is he cannot do further mischief. But he wanted to show that even being bound, I can fulfill my desire and do much bigger mischief. So this is what we call rebellious attitude. There are some people around us whom if we try to correct by punishing, they will become more rebellious or more mischievous. Not all problems can be solved by punishing. Not all correction can happen by punishing. If you punish, that doesn't necessarily mean the problem is solved. It may become bigger. Especially young boys, girls are like that. They become rebellious if you punish them. So Krishna wanted to do more mischief. So he told the sakhas, hey, kholo isko, open the rope, untie. Sakha said, no, we will not untie. Why? Because if we untie, then Maya will bind us also. Maya will come and tie us also. We will not untie. So Krishna, he started dragging the mortar, showing that I can still play, I can still crawl, I can still move, I can still act. He started dragging the big mortar. And he saw the two Arjuna trees in the courtyard. And he remembered Narad Muni's blessing to these trees. So he decided to deliver the two trees. And Krishna went and the trees broke and Nalkuver Manigrave came out and offered prayers and obeisances. So all this we heard in the last chapter. So when the trees fell down, dham, very, very heavy sound happened. Very heavy sound. An ordinary person will get heart attack. So heavy sound, two big Arjuna trees fell down. We know one of the tree here fell down, and it became such a big news for our temple. And in fact, that location for many days became a fixed place for devotees meeting and talking. It became a fixed place for Prajalpa. And it was locked down, devotees cannot go out. So everybody would come and assemble there and start talking. We all saw that, right? So it's not an ordinary thing. Very less we can observe in our life that trees are falling like this. How many of us remember in your whole life you saw trees falling down? Not so often. So here two big Arjuna trees fell down, such a big noise. All the cowherd men and Nanda Maharaj and the brothers of Nanda Maharaj, they were in the field, kheti. When they heard the noise, they came running towards the source of sound, Nanda Bhavan, the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya. And all these cowherd men and Nanda Maharaj, the first thought they have is, hope Krishna is safe. This is their protective nature. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maiya, the elderly gopis, the elderly cowherd men, Upananda, the brothers of Nanda Maharaj, they have Vatsalya Bhav for Krishna. And Vatsalya Bhav is very, very unique, where they are looking forward for Krishna's protection, not own protection. In other rasas, this is not there so prominently. If a demon comes and a devotee in Shanta Rasa is there, what will he do? He will take shelter of Krishna. Krishna, please protect me, like the cows. If a devotee in Dasya Rasa, servant of Krishna, is there, he will take shelter of Krishna. Please protect me. But devotee in Sakya Rasa is there, friend of Krishna, he will pray to Krishna, please protect me. Even Srimati Radharani will approach Krishna, please protect me, in Madhurya Ras. But what will Yashoda Maiya do? She will go to Krishna to protect Krishna from the demon. That's Vatsalya. That's what Nanda Maharaj will do. So being protective of Krishna, that Krishna is dependent on me, I am Krishna's maintainer, is a unique position in Vatsalya. So the cowherd men and Nanda Maharaj came running to the courtyard, and what do they see? Two big gigantic Arjuna trees are fallen down, and Krishna is bound with a wooden mortar in between the two trees, and he's smiling. Mission accomplished. Today I did the biggest mischief of my career. Till now he stole makhan, he broke butter pots, and he untied the calves. But today's mischief was unique, breaking news. Even though he is bound, but he did such a mischief. He broke two big trees. So Nanda Maharaj saw Krishna in between the trees, and the trees are fallen. And everybody has a question, how did this happen? If an incident happens, we try to find out cause of the incident. Once we know the cause, we are free from anxiety. Till we don't know the cause, we are very much in anxiety. Right? We are in stress. If we know the cause, our fear reduces, our stress reduces, we prepare a solution. So an incident without cause is very, very difficult to digest. An incident with cause, we are comfortable with. So that's why if you want to be comfortable whole life, you should know the cause of all causes. That's Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachid Anand Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. There will be always comfortable in life that whatever is happening in my life is because of Krishna. It's cause of all causes. It's because of Krishna. Then Krishna is my friend. So whatever is happening in my life is for my good. So I am comfortable. Easy to tolerate pain. If the doctor puts a needle in your body, is it easy to tolerate? Very easy. In fact, we give money to him, thank you. If your neighbor puts a needle in your body, a big fight. Because we know the cause. The doctor is my well-wisher. The cause is my cure. So let me tolerate the pain of the needle. So whatever pain happens to us in life, if we know Krishna is the cause, it will be easy to tolerate because Krishna is our well-wisher. But if you blame somebody around me that this Prabhu did it, then it will be very difficult to tolerate. So this blame game, trying to blame somebody else for my pain, is not a good way to live life. We should live life with dependence on Krishna. So here the cowherd men and Nanda Maharaj, they want to know how come the trees fell. There is no cyclone. There is no heavy wind. And of course Krishna cannot make the trees fall. He is not so powerful. He doesn't have so much strength. And plus he is bound also. So maybe the trees are old and the roots have started rotting and the branches and the leaf are heavy. So the roots cannot take the weight. So the cowherd men went and examined the roots and they found out the roots are very healthy. So still they don't know who caused the trees to fall. Maybe some invisible demon has come. That's the only explanation. Some ghost or some demon must have arranged for the trees to fall, to kill Krishna. But once again, Krishna was protected by Narayan. So Nanda Maharaj started asking, who saw? Who saw? What happened? Any eyewitness? And this small boy, Sakhas, they were very eager to come in the camera. Right? Generally, if something happens and somebody was a witness, he becomes a popular person. He receives all the attention of the audience. So this Sakha said, I know, I saw. They all started speaking. The internal thought of the Sakhas was that Krishna broke makhan pot, butter pot, and Maya got angry and she punished Krishna. Now Krishna broke two trees. Nanda Baba will definitely get angry and punish him now. And we want to see what punishment Krishna gets. So Sakhas are not thinking Krishna is in danger. Sakhas are thinking Krishna did a bigger mischief. Now his father should punish him and we want to see that punishment. They want to enjoy now further Krishna's punishment. So they very eagerly told Nanda Baba, we saw your Krishna broke the trees. Now Nanda Baba, they know, will not believe us. So in order for Nanda Baba to believe them, they started narrating the story, which was more difficult to believe. They said, Krishna broke the trees. When Krishna was dragging the mortar, he went in between the two trees and the mortar fell crosswise and got stuck, and Krishna He just gave a small pull and both trees came down. Believe us. In order to make it more believable, they said, then two golden personalities came out. Thinking if we add details, they will accept our version. And they were wearing nice garments, dhotis, and crown, and ornaments, and gold and diamonds, and they were shining, and they folded their hands, and they spoke something to Krishna, and they paid obeisances, and they did parikrama, and then they leapt from sky. Now who will believe this story? The first pass was okay. Krishna broke the trees. But who will believe that two demigods came out of the trees? So Nandava said, hey, bakwas. How can Krishna break the trees? We should recall when Krishna killed Shaktasur, similar incident happened. When Krishna killed Shaktasur, that day there was a function in the house. And Yashoda Maya invited lots of her relatives and her friends. So she was getting busy taking care of her friends and relatives. So she fed Krishna breast milk, and Krishna was satisfied and feeling sleepy. So under a cart she put a very soft gadda mattress and put Krishna to sleep and put a blanket over Krishna. Then she called some boys, said, be here around Krishna. I will go and attend the guests. So Krishna is sleeping under the cart and small boys are around. And Shaktasur comes invisibly inside the cart. And he is hoping that as I get an opportunity, I'll make the cart fall on Krishna and Krishna will die. And after some time, Krishna woke up and started crying. And when small babies cry, they move their hands and feet. So very small feet of Krishna, soft lotus feet, he started moving and he kicked the cart. Not strongly, mildly. He just touched the cart. And the cart flew 300 meters up. And the cart was very heavy. Apart from the cart, the wheels, the axle, there were lots of utensils kept on the cart. And Shaktasu died in the air only. Then the cart came down, bang, 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 bang. The utensils, the axle, the spokes, the wheel, the cart, everything broke apart. Everything around Krishna, nothing touched Krishna. And all the relatives and the guests and the Brajvasis around were surprised. What is happening? And Yashoda Maya and Nanda Maharaj came running to see if Krishna is all right. And so Krishna is protected, no problem. So Yashoda Maya picked up Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj arranged the strong coward men to put the cart together. And they were all discussing one thing. How did the cart fly? It takes many, many people to move the cart. How did the cart fly? How did it go up in the sky? And the witness with the small boy said, we know, we know, we know. We saw Krishna kicked. And Nandava said, all bakwas they are saying. How can small boy kick such a big cart? So same thing is happening here. How can a small boy break the two trees? But in Govardhan Leela, there were Nanda Baba personally witnessed. In Govardhan Leela, Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill on the left hand, on his small finger. Ananda Baba saw, and the cowherd men saw, and the gopis saw, the gopas saw, and Krishna's friends saw. That was for everybody possible, visible. Even Indra saw. So that time, these small boys, there were three categories. Small boys who are junior to Krishna, who are equal to Krishna, who are elder to Krishna. So the elder to Krishna, they were thinking that, Krishna, how long will you lift? Transfer it to our hands. Or we will assist you with our sticks. And equal to Krishna, they were singing and dancing. Hari bol, Hari bol, hero, hero. Krishna is our hero. He lifted Govardhan. But under Govardhan, the most happy were the small 2-3-year-old boys, naked. They were jumping very heavily. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Very, very happily they were jumping. And they were thinking, when I become 7-year-old, I will also lift Govardhan hill. This is my future career. Krishna did it, I will also do it. They were the most happy boys under Govardhan because they had visibility of their bright future. That when I grow up, I will also do it. I will also lift Govardhan. So these are Krishna's sakhas. And Krishna loves them. Krishna once told Balramji that, my dear Dau Bhaiya, when Agasur came, you were not there. You were not there. And all our calves and my friends, they entered the mouth of Agasur. And I wanted to stop them. But before I could stop, they entered the mouth of Agasur. They didn't listen to me. At that time, there were tears in the eyes of Krishna. Hot tears. And Krishna told Dau Bhaiya that, for one moment I thought, sab khatam ho gaya, everything is finished. Krishna has so much love for his sakhas. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him there is no fear and danger. But he had actual tears in his eyes. And he thought in his heart, everything is finished now. The sakhas and the calves left, everything is finished. This is Krishna's love for his sakhas. So Sakhyaras, in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami describes in many details. The basic principle of Sakhyaras is equality. The difference between Sakhyaras and Dasyaras and Sakhyaras is, in Dasyaras, the servant never thinks that I am equal to Krishna. He always thinks I am inferior to Krishna. Then only there is servant, Das. And he always has respect, fear, awe, reverence towards Krishna. But Sakhyaras is different. Sakhyaras, there is equality. We are equal to Krishna. That's where the friendship begins. Vatsalyaras is superiority. I am superior to Krishna. I can take care of Krishna, maintain Krishna, chastise Krishna, control Krishna, punish Krishna, correct Krishna. That's Vatsalyaras. Madhuryaras, I am owner of Krishna. Krishna is mine, mera hai, my lover. That's Radharani. So Sakhyaras, there is equality, and Rupa Goswami describes there are millions of sakhas, millions of cowherd boyfriends, and they are categorized into four groups. First is Suhard Sakha, well-wishers. Second is Sakha, friends, dost. Third is Priya Sakha, dear and confidential friends. Fourth is Priya Narma Sakha, very close, intimate, confidential friends. Four categories. Suhard Sakha, well-wishers, Sakha, friends, Priya Sakha, dear and confidential friends, and Priya Narma Sakha, close and intimate friends. This doesn't mean there's discrimination. This is just their mood and reciprocation, their exchange and Krishna's reciprocation. So the Suhard Sakhas, the well-wishers, they are generally little elder to Krishna in age, few days or few months elder. So they are elder, very protective of Krishna, like Balramji, he is Suhard Sakha, he is protective of Krishna, he will not allow Krishna in danger. Mandli Badra, Devaprast, they are Suhard Sakhas. When they go with their calves in the forest with Krishna, they carry weapons, sword, lathi, stick, bow and arrow, all toy weapons, not actual sword and all. Small boys, you know, toy weapons they carry. And they walk in the border of the whole group. We are the Pahalwans. We are going to protect Krishna. And Krishna is in the middle. And they have this attitude that nothing should happen to Krishna. No danger should touch Krishna. And if there is a demon, they are the first ones to go to face the demon. And of course they run back to Krishna. Then Krishna goes and faces. So they are the first one to face the demon. And after the demon is killed, they make strategy for the next day. These are the ones who make strategy. Say, look, Krishna, today you killed, but not tomorrow you don't kill. You know, you are small and you are very soft and we are bigger ones. We have weapons. We will protect you. So tomorrow you don't go. Today you go, okay, you went. But tomorrow you don't kill, we will kill. Like that they make strategy for next day. And once Mandli Badra, who is one of the chief Suhard Sakha, he took a sword and he started running towards Govardhan Hill. And he said, Aristasur has come, Aristasur! Please protect Krishna, I will go and kill him with my sword. And he started running, so some Sakha stopped him, said, that's not Aristasur, that's the cloud on Govardhan. So there was a black cloud on the top of Govardhan, and he thought, Aristasur has come, I got a chance to serve Krishna, I will go and kill him. And he started running with his sword. And other Sakha stopped him, said, that's the cloud, not Aristasur. Even Balramji, when Keshi came to Nandgaon, he told Krishna, you don't come out, I will go and face him. But then Keshi hit very hard on Balram's chest. Then Balram understood, it's not my cup of tea. Krishna will take care. That doesn't mean Balramji is not strong, but that's how the pastime happens, to increase the mellow of the pastime. So these are Suhard Sakhas, well-wishers of Krishna. When Krishna is walking and tired, then they say, let's stop, let Krishna take rest, let Krishna eat, and they will arrange somebody to massage Krishna's feet so that his tiredness is removed. And Mother Yashoda, every day when Krishna goes to the forest, she will tell Balram, Mandli Badra and others, please protect Krishna, please take care of Krishna. Let him don't go alone in any place. Let him not go in the deep waters of Yamuna. And let him not go near wild animals or thorny bushes. And if there is any demon, you take care and report me back. You know, Mother Yashoda will rely on this Suvar Sakhas for Krishna's protection, including Balramji. She will tell Balramji, please hold your brother's hand and don't leave that hand. Don't leave him alone. Carry an umbrella. There's so much sun. So this is all protective. So this is all Suvar Sakhas will do. The second category is Sakhas. Normal friends. They play with Krishna. And they wrestle with Krishna. And they laugh with Krishna. They sing and dance for Krishna. And they are the ones who get ready early in the morning. They make lots of noise in their house to their mothers. That be quick. Quickly give me bath. Quickly dress me. Quickly decorate me. Quickly give my calves. Quickly give my tiffin. Krishna must be ready there. He must be waiting. I should go before everybody. I should go first. So they will take lots of stress in their house and they will get dressed and they will take their lathis and their tiffin and their ropes and their bugles and their flutes and they will all come to Krishna's house. And Krishna is still not ready. Mother Yashoda takes her lots of time to put shingar to Krishna. Like our altar, festival days takes more time. So Mother Yashoda, every day is festival. So Shingarati takes more time. So then these boys, they stand outside the window of Krishna's room and they start making noise. Hari bol, come quickly. Hari bol, come quickly. They make lots of noise. Then one of the friends like Vishal, he goes inside and he stands at the door, half at the door, half covered with the wall to see what is happening. And Mother Yashoda is dressing Krishna. And Krishna is initially fine with it, but gradually he becomes shy. That why mother has to dress? I can dress myself. So then Mother Yashoda sees Vishal. Said, hey Vishal, come, come. Then he comes running. Then he starts assisting Mother Yashoda. Take an anklet and tie it to Krishna's feet. Adjust his pagadi. And Krishna becomes very happy, my friend has come, so he wants to make it quick. So he takes his flute and hits on the head of his friend Vishal. Then Vishal laughs. Mother Yashoda chastises Krishna. Hey Krishna, you should not beat your friend. And Krishna laughs. Then he's ready, he takes Vishal's hand and they both run. How much joy must be, how much ecstasy must be these friends are having. Then in the forest, when Krishna is tired, one of his sakhas, they will say, Krishna, Krishna, lie down on my thigh, on my lap. And Krishna will lie down on his lap. Then some sakhas will take big, big leaves and they start cooling Krishna because he's perspiring. Another sakhas will sing and dance. So in that, your stress goes away, your fatigue goes away. Two sakhas will come and massage Krishna's feet. And in that way the sakhas will offer service to Krishna. So these are Krishna's friends. Then there are priya sakhas, confidential friends. Like Sridham, Arjun, Madhu Mangal. They are very, very close to Krishna. And they love Krishna. When the whole group is walking, they are standing close to Krishna. And they again and again embrace Krishna and they eat with Krishna and they wrestle with Krishna and they joke with Krishna, they laugh with him, they go to see some nice attractive scenery in the forest. These are very close to Krishna. Like Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal is one of the jolly friends, always laughing, Brahmana. And Krishna, he brings laddus. Yashoda Maya makes laddus. So he distributes to everybody. And everybody eats laddus. But Madhu Mangal wants more. So he says, Krishna, if you give me two more laddus, two more, I will bless you that Radharani will be favorable to you. Then Krishna says, yes, yes, take four. And he gives more. And he eats. And he becomes very happy. And sometimes Krishna goes to Radhakund to meet Radharani in the afternoon time. So when he comes back, his friends are very worried, where did Krishna go? And they are in separation. So when he comes back, Sridham says, Krishna, this is not good. Why did you leave us and go? We were worried, we were in pain, we were having crying. How can we live without you? Krishna says, oh, I am very sorry. Next time I will not go. Sridham said, no, you will have to accept a punishment. Said, what is my punishment? Said, you embrace all of us one by one. Then everybody will be in a queue and Krishna will keep embracing everybody. And they will feel cooling sensation by touching Krishna's body. So these are Priya Sakhas. Then there is Priya Narma Sakha. Very intimate friends like Subal, Ujwal. They are most close to Krishna. And they walk and whatever activities happen in the forest, they are always with Krishna. And they are their conversation between Subal Krishna or Ujwal Krishna is always in the ears. Nobody knows what is happening. Pus, 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 pus. All whole day whispers. All the friends don't understand what they are talking. Subal will go pus pus pus, Krishna will laugh. Then Ujwal will go, then Krishna will laugh. Then Subal will laugh, then Ujwal will laugh. Whole day they are pus pus and laughing. Nobody knows what is happening. And all the conversation is about the beauty of the gopis. Boys, very very close to Krishna. And the gopis also, they are always watching this Subal, Ujwal, because they are very close to Krishna. And whatever has to happen between Radharani and Krishna, and gopis and Krishna, Subal and Ujwal do it. So Radharani says, look, that Subal is giving garland to Krishna, that's Lalita's garland. Look, that Ujwal is putting betel nuts in Krishna's mouth, that's Taraka's. She sent. Look, that paan in golden box, that Chandravali sent. He is eating that paan. So all these gopis, if they have to give garlands or sweets or paan or betel or letters, they send it through Subal and Ujwal. They can't directly go in public. And Subal and Ujwal, then Krishna wants to send his Mahaprasad, chewed betels or garlands or tulsi mala or a response to a letter or some Mahaprasad sweets. He will send through Subal and Ujwal and they will go and give to Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi. So these are most confidential friends, most intimate, helping Krishna in his relationship with the gopis, loving affairs with the gopis. And sometimes Krishna and Radharani fight. Then Radharani decides. She tells Lalita Vishakha, from tomorrow we will not talk to Shyam Sundar. Even if he comes and begs forgiveness and touches my feet, I will not accept him. It is too much. And then she is in Maan, that's called Maan Leela, very angry and very determined. And Krishna knows, I have done a big mistake by coming 5 minutes late. Krishna knows that now she will not agree with me. So even if I touch her feet, she will not accept. Then Krishna sends Ujwal. He is very expert in talk. So he goes to patch up. So Lalita Vishakha Sakhi see Ujwal coming once again. So they tell Radharani, said, yesterday you decided we will not accept this message. Radharani said, yes, yes, I will not allow Krishna to come to my kunja. But that Ujwal is coming, you know, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to escape his words. Every time he speaks in such a way that I have to agree. Ujwal is so expert that Krishna can bindas fight with Radharani. He knows Ujwal will take care next day. He is so expert in making the patch up. And sometimes When Krishna fights with the gopis, then Subal and Ujjwal also fight. But when they see the gopis are winning, they change and they start criticizing Krishna. They speak so bad about Krishna that the gopis think that we won. No, enemy's friend has come on our side, so we won. So that's how they criticize Krishna and make friendship with the gopis. And once they make friendship with the gopis, then they start speaking glories of Krishna, and then gopis feel, okay, we should forgive him this time. So these are Priya Narma Sakhas, very close companion of Krishna, assisting him in his loving affairs with the gopis. And we should not see this as ordinary boy and girl. These are transcendental pastimes. And the sakhas are all transcendental. They are not yogis or tapasvis or gyanis or just panditas. They are great souls who are close associates of Krishna. Yogis with thousands of years of meditation, and tapasvis with thousands of years of severe austerities, and gyanis with thousands of years of Vedic knowledge, or panditas with thousands of years of performing yajnas, cannot come to this point of being so close friend of Krishna, or being Suhard Sakha or Sakha or Priya Sakha or Priya Narma Sakha. These are eternal associates of Krishna. They are eternally friends of Krishna. And Prabhupada writes, we have a chance to become a friend of Krishna, to go back to Golok Vrindavan and do masti with Krishna and dance and sing and eat laddus and kachoris. We have this opportunity in this human form of life. Krishna is our best friend. He is our Suhart already. He is standing in our heart as Paramatma, Super Soul, attending to all our activities, witnessing all our activities, attending to our desires, fulfilling and permitting our activities, fulfilling our desires and permitting our actions. And He, Krishna, has only one desire. What is His one desire? That we accept His friendship. We turn towards Him. He is our best friend. He is our well-wisher. 24/7 in our heart. But unfortunately, we don't turn towards Him. We log on to Facebook to find some few thousands of friends. And we are unhappy with 5,000 friends. There is one friend since years and years, since millions of years, waiting for us to accept His friendship, eternal friend. So this human form of life is a very, very great opportunity that in this life we can say yes. We can say yes to Radha Rasbihari, that I am accepting your friendship. I am your part and parcel servant. Please accept me. This human form of life, we have a very great opportunity to accept Krishna's friendship. And that's the success of our life. So we should continue to be extremely serious in developing our relationship with Krishna. We should continue to be extremely serious in our sadhana bhakti, so that we come in constant connection with Krishna, that yes, I am servant of Krishna. And this happens by hearing. When we chant, we hear the holy name and we hear Krishna's qualities and pastimes, like we hear now every day in Srimad Bhagavatam class. It may be a same story we hear every year, same Damodar Leela, but just by hearing, the transcendental sound vibration goes inside our ear. From our ear, it goes into the heart. And the soul gets awakened. That's called self-realization. The soul gets awakened that yes, I am servant of Krishna. Yes, Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my master. Krishna is my creator, controller, enjoyer, proprietor, maintainer, well-wisher, protector. So that's self-realization, that we develop our relationship with Krishna. So this human form of life is so great that we can do that. So we should continue to seriously chant and hear and offer our service to Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari, and that will transform our heart. So this birth, last birth, no more birth, not again going into the womb of the mother, but going back home, back to Godhead. So we should be determined to practice devotional service and hope to receive causeless mercy of Krishna. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions, comments? Yes, Sri Mohanji.
Hare Krishna. प्रभु जी, मेरा प्रश्न ये था कि जो वृंदावन में दासी भाव में कौन भक्त रहते हैं, और दूसरा प्रश्न ये है कि जो साख्य रस है वृंदावन के, उसमें दासी रस भी है या नहीं है, वो पूछना।
तो वृंदावन में साख्य रस में है रतक पतक और भी बहुत हैं, ये नाम है उनका देवप्रस्थ। वो भगवान को सुबह सुबह नहलाने में, पहले जब भगवान छोटे रहते हैं तो यशोदा मैया उनको नहलाती है, खिलाती है, ड्रेस ऑर्नामेंट करती है, श्रृंगार करती है। जब भगवान थोड़े बड़े हो जाते हैं तो उनको शर्म आता है, वो यशोदा मैया को बोलते हैं कि अभी आप मुझे धोती मत पहनाओ, मैं अकेला पहनूंगा। तो मैया बोलती है आपको नहीं जमेगा। बोले नहीं नहीं हो जाएगा। फिर भगवान अपने रूम में लेके जाते हैं लेकिन पहन नहीं पाते। फिर मैया दो सेवकों को भेजती है, फिर वो भगवान को रोज मदद करते हैं। तो वो दास्य रस, तो साख्य में भी दास्य है, वात्सल्य में साख्य दास्य दोनों है, माधुर्य में वात्सल्य साख्य दास्य तीनों है। तो जो भी ऊपर का रस है उसमें नीचे का भाव रहता है, लेकिन दास्य में दास्य प्रमुख है, साख्य में दास्य है लेकिन साख्य प्रमुख है। तो जो दास्य वाला भगवान की सेवा करता है ना, वो थोड़ा डर के करता है। जो साख्य में भगवान की सेवा करता है उसमें डर कम मजाक ज्यादा रहता है, लेकिन वो भी सेवा करता है। ठीक है। यस, हरे कृष्ण प्रभु।
हरे कृष्ण, हरे कृष्ण। थैंक यू सो मच प्रभुजी फॉर वंडरफुली एक्सप्लेनिंग द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ ऑल द वेरियस टाइप्स ऑफ गोपास एंड सखास। सो इन द इनिशियल पास्ट टाइम यशोदा मैया वांटेड टू करेक्ट कृष्णा, सो शी बॉन्ड हिम एंड द इफेक्ट यू टोल्ड द रिबेलियस नेचर, correction and rebellious nature. So here one of the question arises in my mind, that when we correct others, the motive is to rectify them and make them in the right direction. Like Yashoda also wanted Krishna to stop his mischievous activities. So in this correction point of view, the two ways, one is when we are correcting others, we won't want to take his rebellious nature, but we want to make him in right way. And second part of this is, when we are corrected by others, and we should not, how we can be stop our rebellious nature and make improvement. So how this can be happen in practical life?
Well, among devotees, correction should happen not by punishment, but by education. And we should correct others only if A, we are authorized to correct, B, we are non-envious, C, we are seen as a well-wisher by that person, and D, we know how to correct. There's a way to correct also. It should not be based on anger or high volume or abusive words or exploiting the vulnerability or making humiliating or insulting somebody or doing it in public. So all this should not happen. So as a well-wisher and as a senior or authorized manager or spiritual master or a teacher, we should correct in a proper way, proper attitude. By education, so that a person internally understands that he has to change his behavior. Okay? And when we are corrected, we should be very, very grateful that somebody is correcting us for our betterment. So whatever that situation or whoever the person may be, if we are corrected, we should be very grateful and humbly accept it and change our behavior so that we become a better person. So even if our mind dislikes or rationalizes our mistake or finds fault in the person who is correcting us, still humbly in mode of goodness we should accept correction and be grateful and correct ourselves. So somebody correcting us is our friend and somebody glorifying us is our enemy. So we should be happy to have such friends who can correct us, because by correction we become better devotees. So it's very rare and very nice to have such people around us who will correct us. If we don't have, then we should find out such people and request our seniors, please frankly correct me so that I improve. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Sharad.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for the very wonderful class. It was very absorbing pastimes. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
So, somewhere in the midway, you were talking about the needle being pricked by a neighbor, comes out in a very ugly way, it may turn out into a big fight, whereas being pricked by a doctor will not be. So the pain, the point that you are trying to make is the pain when it comes, we should see the cause of all causes, Krishna in the picture. So although the philosophy looks very nice and but then when we come to know that it has been pricked by a neighbor, then how can we tolerate that? And especially if it has been done without our notice or by any ill intention. So it becomes a very difficult situation to tolerate then. So what to do, how to see Krishna's hand? Although the ultimate cause is Krishna, but then we have to see an immediate cause also and the remote cause also.
Yeah, so we apply this philosophy based on our stage of advancement. So what is difficult for a particular stage may be easy for a higher stage of advancement in spiritual life. So there are devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj. When they were pricked, they didn't see and got angry. They didn't see the immediate cause and got angry. They continued their bhakti, forgiving the cause, the immediate cause. Prahlad Maharaj never got angry on Hiranyakashipu and he never dialed 100 and complained for child abuse or retaliated or ran away from the house or changed his strategy, stopped worshipping Krishna or stopped preaching Hiranyakashipu or complained to his mother or joined hands with Indra. Nothing. Haridas Thakur, when he was beaten, he prayed for the people who were beating him that they should not get offense, reaction of offense. And Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed to die in 7 days, he didn't go and curse back Sringi Rishi or took an army to attack Shamik Rishi or go and negotiated
or go and told him cancel this curse, or killed all the snakes of the world, or built a fort and stayed inside to protect himself, or took up his weapons, or prayed to Vishnu or Garuda to kill all the snakes and protect. He just accepted it. So we have examples of devotees who, when pricked, they just accept it, that this pain is my karma and I should tolerate it. So if we have not yet developed the tolerance, then we protect ourselves or defend ourselves or request the devotee, please take care of the needle, it's pricking me. Right? So it depends on our stage of advancement. We keep hearing this philosophy and we keep doing our sadhana. So when we come to a stage where we can easily follow this philosophy, we easily follow. When we are not on that stage, we tolerate till our level of tolerance and then try to sort out the matter with the immediate cause. You with me? So it depends. Every philosophy we hear has to be applied at our stage of faith and dependence. We hear some philosophies, it may take time for us to come to that platform. So at least we start with smaller pains. At least we start with smaller needles, not hammers. Okay. First thing is, maybe by mistake it must have pricked. He is not intentionally doing it. So let me forgive. Galti se ho gaya. Second is, circumstantially it might have happened. He may not be careful. He is not competent to take care of a needle. Third is, okay, he did it intentionally, but my karma gone. Maybe last life I must have pricked him. Right? So there are levels where we can intellectually accept this pain, that okay, it's because of me. So this philosophy helps us in that direction. Fourth is, Krishna is playing with me through him. Krishna is enjoying my pain. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even Radharani writes, prays that if Krishna receives happiness in my distress, then that distress is my greatest happiness. Right? Fifth is, in the service of Krishna, if pain is received, that's for my spiritual growth. So let it come. Like Govardhan, so many nuclear weapons were shot on Govardhan. How much painful it must be. But he accepted it as a service. He didn't complain to Krishna that Indra is throwing too much. And more than that, Govardhan didn't feel pain because there was a small finger touching him down, which was so nectarian. So when we are absorbed in chanting, you will not feel. Like if you hear Krishna Katha and somebody pricks, you may not immediately fight. You may think, after 1 hour I'll fight. Because it's absorbing. So if you hear 24 hours, you'll forget that pain. So Krishna Katha, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's chanting is so absorbing that this pain is not great. So we have to develop that kind of taste and attachment that these pains don't matter. So that's the opportunity Prabhupada has given us in ISKCON. So living a life pain-free is not our goal. Serving Krishna in spite of pain is our goal. Pain will be there. Nobody can assure us, join ISKCON, no dukkha, no pain. Pain will be there. But we have to continue serving Krishna. So why to fight with the cause of pain? It is not worth it. It is not going to help us. When you fight with the cause of pain, generally the pain increases, not decreases. That's the experience. Prahlad Maharaj says, when does distress start in life? Distress starts in life the day you start trying for happiness. So when we try to avoid pain, more pain comes. So generally, Tamas Titikshvasa Bharata, Krishna says right in the initial chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you tolerate. Tolerate sukha, dukkha, summer, winter, you tolerate pain. Krishna is advising us to tolerate. Lord Brahma is advising us to tolerate. So that's the only way to respond to pain in mode of goodness, to tolerate. So by being absorbed in Krishna Seva, Krishna Sadhana, hearing chanting, we can tolerate and continue. So we have to try that.
Also, what happens is, person A is on that level. This is called a spiritual, perspective, how we can tolerate and how we can understand. But then, and especially when the other person is on an aggressor side, he is an aggressive person, it actually continues and he never comes to know that, I am doing something wrong and should not be done. So for that relationship to continue, there has to be match going from his side also. He has to also, that's how the relationship will continue. Whereas I am willing to continue, but then for how long, that is the question comes. For how long? Maybe once I can tolerate, twice, thrice, not every time.
Yeah, so as I told, depends on one's stage. And even on the first instance, one can give a feedback that this will not work. I am not comfortable with this kind of behavior. You keep your needles with you. Right? Or your language is not okay with me. Or you are speaking in high volume and I don't feel comfortable. So if we want to have a conversation, we'll have low volume conversation. Or you are using abusive words and I am not comfortable. So we can, on first instance also, if we are not able to adjust, we can respond to it. And we can politely request the person, this behavior has to change. So that's okay. So we are not telling people to be cowards or not assertive or be passive. No, we can speak to the person that this has to change. Even in spiritual life, tolerance doesn't mean you get abused and exploited and you think it's all okay. So if somebody is abusing and exploiting, we have a opportunity to speak up or seek help, right? So we can do that. Violence, abuse, exploitation, manipulation, we should not necessarily accept it. So we can speak up. So it depends how a person takes it. Okay. Any more questions? Yeah, comments.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful whole class. I used to hear in my college friends of Lord Krishna. In my college studies, I used to hear these friends of Lord Krishna. Initially, anybody comes, they want to become friends of Krishna. Every time I hear from you about Vatsalya, Mother Yashoda's glory, but this time I could hear the glories of Sakas. Varieties of sakas and their pastimes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, good. As per the verse, we have to speak. Thank you. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
His Grace Gokuleshwar Prabhu Ki Jai.